Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. This altar of divine intervention. Wake up to this and your own family or personal altar. First thing as you wake up daily, engage the prophetic faith action we will be led to take for the day. Welcome also to Sunday, day 29 in March, as usual. Please open your hand to receive and be responding with amen, I receive it. If it is warm or sunny where you are this day, it shall be for your healings. If it is cold, it shall be for your refreshing. And if it is raining, it shall be God's showers of blessing on you. The air you breathe in and breathe out today shall bring wellness to you. Now, let's do this. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in again, breathe out. You know what? You have just been healed now. Check it up. It is well with you. I pray over you this day. Grace and favor of God shall rest on you. You will experience His divine active presence wherever you are and in all you do. I pray for everyone that will be in a church service this day, Sunday. God's word will locate you and bring you succor. God will use His servant that will preach to you today to speak to your issues. I pray for all God's vessels in ministrations all over churches this day, be it on the pulpit, choir, ushering, protocol, prayer, and all other service arms. You shall not operate in flesh. The Spirit of God shall anoint you and use you to bless the congregation. For all pastors and preachers on the pulpit all over the world, receive the tongue of fire. May your message, prayers, and declaration over God's people under you bring instant answers to them. Everyone doing one thing or the other in church services today, anoint your head, anoint your tongue. Start speaking in tongue if you can on your way to church. Have a great service today. Someone is listening to me now who is not truly happy. You are not happy. You are bothered. You have burdens. You are concerned over some issues. Whatever those issues are, lay your right hand on your bosom. I mean your chest area. And let me pray. God is our burden bearer, is our weight lifter. May that burden on your heart be lifted. There shall be a divine intervention. Solutions will come. Doors will open for you, and destiny helpers will descend. Your joy and excitement shall soon return in Jesus' name. Now, March 29th, celebrant, open your hand for your birthday prayers. You are blessed. Your birthday is blessed. You shall mark this day yearly in good health, in power, and prosperity till you are 120 years, according to Genesis chapter 6, verse 3. Happy birthday from all of us to all of you. Right? Let's receive teachings and counsel using questions and situations that listeners are sending in. Please send or resend yours if you have any. Good morning, Daddy. My name is, sorry, we don't mention name on air. My husband's name is, again, we will not mention name. Everyone's identity is protected here. You do not need to mention your name or write your name. Write anonymously. My husband smokes India hemp. All effort to stop him from smoking prove abortive. I don't know what else to do. He will be 60 years by June 18. Wow. 61-year-old man smoking India hemp. Only God knows for how long, how many years he's been doing that. What an addiction, and what an affliction. I'm just thinking, did you not notice that in him before you got married to him that he's a smoker? Or was it after marriage he started smoking? Maybe initially with cigarette until this one, the senior brother. If he was already a smoker before marriage, then you should blame yourself. No lady should marry a smoker. Addictions are not easy to break. And no smoker can hide it because it smells all over them. As to what to do, prayers, warfare prayers over him. And if he's personally willing to quit but finding it difficult, then involve a therapist to take him through the process. Combine with prayers, warfare prayers, the yoke will break over him. Every smoker, drunkard, or drug addict listening to me, please drop it. Ask God for help, He will give you the help. Next, good evening, my daddy, in the Lord. My question is an urgent answer. My first daughter has a man who is asking for her hand in marriage, but the man's hand is too tight. Even my daughter is complaining about it. Daddy, what should we do about this, sir? Wow. His hand is too tight means he's stingy. In my mini book titled 30 Pitfalls Singles Should Watch Out For, which I will encourage your daughter to obtain, or better, you obtain one for your daughter to read and digest. Stinginess or lack of generosity is mentioned in that book and discussed. As I have always said, a marriage that will be problematic later on, the signals of bad behavior or deficiency in character will have been there ab initio for the man or the woman before you met him or her. You are the one that would then determine that despite all these negatives, you will still go ahead or discontinue. Again, marriage or wedding do not change people. It only brings the best or the worst out of them. Generosity or giveability, if that is an English word, that has nothing to do with fat bank account. It is a heart issue. He may not have much for now, but does he have the giving heart from the little he has? Giving is a measure of grace. Some people are so stingy, even to themselves, to their God even, they are stingy. The God that gave them the opportunity to make the money in the first instance. My advice, if that is the nature of the man, your daughter should quit that marriage, except she's ready to go with a stingy man. A stingy man, even when he now have money, will still be stingy. It is in the nature. Next, dear daddy, please help us to treat this. A certain committed Christian brother came asking me to prove that God is real. He demanded to have a physical evidence or sign beyond what is written in the Bible. Please teach us again, especially field witnesses. Give us strong points to defend the existence of God and of our Savior Jesus Christ beyond spiritual things. The devil is using the worsening economic situation to distract and rewire the mind of Christians. God bless you and our blessed family. Wow. My goodness. How and why did you describe that person that came asking whether God and Jesus Christ exist or not as a committed Christian? Committed when he's doubting God's existence? That to me is next to being an atheist or an agnostic. Then you want me to prove with physical things beyond Bible. How can I prove spiritual with physical, the supernatural with natural? Christianity is a life of faith. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 8 says, whom we do not see, yet believe. John chapter 4 verse 24 says, God is spirit, and they that worship him must do so in spirit and in truth. Hebrews 11 verse 1 says, faith is the substance of things hoped for. God is not in the realm of the five senses. Therefore, we cannot begin to prove God outside of the Bible. That would be heresy. My brother, we cannot see, touch, smell, or taste God. But believing his word, that believing what he says he is in his word and through Christ, it changes our life. We then have a renewed spirit, a renewed nature, a changed nature and character. We see him through the pages of the Bible and hear the voice of the Holy Spirit in our spirit man, helping and directing us. When we pray and act in faith, miracle signs and wonders happen. Preach to that brother to get properly born again. The worsening economic situation can only affect those who have materialistic tendencies and are hearing the unbalanced teachings of greed called prosperity, wrong emphasis on prosperity, and money-only gospel. Economic situation should drive us closer to God, not take us away from God. We become stronger in God in hard times. Listeners who have contributions to make on this subject, send it in. And if I spoke your mind, also send it in. Wow, proving God's existence outside of the Bible? When you think you have had it all, this one came in. Rebroadcast this to all on your contact. All you love, both Christians and non-Christian, should hear this teaching. Remember, This Tuesday, March 31 night, is our 30 minutes crossover vigil. 10 minutes to 12 to 20, 25 minutes after 12. Set your alarm clock to 11:30 p.m. if you sleep early. Crossover from March to April, only 30 minutes vigil. Very powerful. Don't miss it. For the book on marriage that I refer to for singles, and my reproduced book, The Story of My Life, send a chat and SMS for inquiries to Bookie on +234 805 6434 758 for direction on how to get your own. Please, month is ending. So if you are a monthly title, Batu, Thanksgiving, Partnership Commitment Seed, and the Seed of 333 we are sowing this month, do so. And then the 7,500 that traders, businessmen and women, consultants and others are advised to give to end the month. If your faith say yes, do so. And you see the power and the wonders of God in action. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. You will end this month strong. You will start the new month great. All titers and seesawers, battle seesawers. The Lord will take the battle off your hand. All businessmen and businesswomen, traders and marketers, believe in God and making a sacrifice for a strong turnover. The end of this month, you shall have testimonies. God bless you. I love you. Have a great day. Bye.